The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have the inimitable Henry Keane, who would bring enthusiasm to absolutely anything. And he's at full stretch this morning, I can tell you. The summer in Copenhagen, a new scheme offers you something free if you pick up rubbish. It's called the Copen Pay Initiative. So it offers a selection of 100, I assume, menial activities in exchange for free or reduced prices on a selection of experiences, from museums to meals out. Henry.
Ivan. Good morning.
Where did you get this one?
Well, this is an interesting one. It's from Copenhagen.
I believe you.
And I got to travel to Copenhagen last year during Eurovision. I was actually staying in Copenhagen, and then I was commuting into Malmo on this beautiful train across the water, across a bridge, and it was just beautiful. And Copenhagen is a stunning, stunning place. And the idea is, let's say, for example, you collected some rubbish, you picked up some rubbish, or you did some sweeping, or you went to the canal and you tried to clear up the canal.
Is this supervised? Or how does it work?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, it is based on honesty. I know you're trying to find holes.
An honesty box, yeah.
Well, not honesty box. It's based on trust.
Me, yeah.
So you don't have to necessarily prove that you've done the sweeping. You can show a train ticket and stuff like that. And also, you can get rewarded if you take the train. If you stay longer, if you stay four nights in Copenhagen instead of two. And the idea is it's all about the environment and trying to actually nudge travellers into raising awareness about their, I suppose, carbon footprint. And they've tested it on 75,000 people last year. Wonderful Copenhagen, that's basically their tourist group who run this, say it's been a huge success. So, for example, if you were out sweeping, you could get like a free guided tour in exchange. If you did some gardening in one of their community gardens, you could perhaps, if we did it here, you could get like a free Dublin Zoo ticket or a Guinness Storehouse ticket or even an Emerald Park ticket and go on a roller coaster. And it's about being environmentally conscious and giving back. I asked these tourists and locals here in Ireland, in Dublin, would they get involved if we introduce something like this in Dublin?
You're from Canada. How would you feel if I offered you a free rock ticket, a rock concert ticket? In exchange, though, you'd have to pick up some litter or some cigarette butts around here.
That's something that could be interesting. I don't know. It kind of depends on the time available. But certainly, if the option is there, I'm sure a lot of people will be interested.
Okay, half an hour. You give up half an hour of your time and you sweep the streets. And in exchange, I might give you, a museum free entry.
Yeah, sure. Sounds great.
When we take the capital streets, do you think they're clean?
Not necessarily. I think it would be an amazing idea, to be quite honest.
So you like this idea?
I love it.
Asking tourists.
Absolutely.
To clean
up, not just tourists,
and give
local
them
residents
as
well.
Something free in return.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's a brilliant idea.
And would you do it yourself? If I gave you a brush, would you start sweeping up those cigarette butts?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would? You would try?
If other people were doing it, I would do it, definitely.
And in exchange, I would give you perhaps maybe a coffee or a free lunch or something in a restaurant.
Anything. I do think the idea of a little bit voucher for a concert or something, or something that wouldn't cost too much. Do you know what I mean? But I think it's a brilliant idea. I think people should just do it. But if Copenhagen are doing it, absolutely, why not? Wouldn't it be fabulous?
Well, an incentive is a good incentive for anything. But, like, I mean, if you look around Dublin, you don't see many bottles now.
So the plastic bottles worked?
Yeah, it did work. As much as I wasn't a fan of the minister that brought him, when you're in transport like we are, not much of us were. But it has worked if you look around. But it has a negative side. Certain people are taking the advantage and tearing bins apart
to get
the incentive. But I suppose if young kids, that's what it's all about now. I mean, you're not going to change the habits of a lot of older people now as best they can. Most people do tidy up. I mean, look, we got stuff and we put away. We put our coffee cups and bins and everything else. But I would say for the young kids, it'd be a good incentive. Why not? Concert tickets. If you give me two Oasis tickets, I'll do it for you.
I'd take Armin all off you. Of course, Oasis back for the first time playing in Cardiff tonight.
You should be there.
I'm actually surprised you're not there.
I should be
doing
there.
A feature for Monday.
I'm surprised I'm not there. Still time.
I have to just say, before we go on to what a tour guide told you, Dublin can be summed up in one word, particularly as totally disgusting. It is filthy.
That's because you're here.
I walked up this morning and they were all queuing up in just beyond the gates of Trinity and Dame Street for the Wild Rover bus.
Yeah.
And there was bins that were upended. Mm-hmm. Like, it was disgusting. You would not see it in London.
Well, I mean,
there's no one has seemed to heard tell of a power hose in Dublin City, in Dublin Corpo. I mean, like, it is actually a disgrace,
well,
Dublin.
Ivan, I will
and
say...
And each year it gets worse.
Ivan, you know, you... When you came in to do the programme, I'm not sure if you came up from Wexford or where you stayed.
No, they put me up in a very lavish
They put you
hotel.
Up. Okay, so what time did you wake up this morning? What time were you up at?
Well, I'm normally up at 5.
Well, there you go. You could have gone out with a sweeping brush and you could have cleaned that up. You could have told the seagulls to stop ripping those bags apart.
But what
you
incentive was I going to get?
You could have got something
free.
Because
there's no one for the corpo up at 5.
You could have swept outside your 5-star hotel or wherever you were staying and you could have actually made a difference.
I get people to do this.
Well,
but no. But the point I'm trying
to make
to you
is some people
you
to
spoke
do it.
To a tour guide.
I did. I did speak to a tour guide, and on that, the attitude is like some people are on holiday. Do they really want to give up their time? Here is a well-known tour guide, Lorcan Collins.
I do the 1916 walking tour. I've been running it for nearly 30 years now in Dublin from the International Bar.
Let's say, for example, some of those tourists on your tour. If they basically picked up some rubbish and in return they got a free tour with you, do you think they'd take up the offer?
I doubt it very much, Henry. I think people work very hard during the year, and the last thing I'd want to do if I went on holidays was pick rubbish up out of the Ganges if I ever got to India. So I don't see our American friends spending an hour or two walking around picking up rubbish. We've also got to be careful from a Labour perspective that we wouldn't undermine the great work undertaken by the street cleaners in Dublin City.
And for you, what sort of things could we do to make the, you know, country, the capital, cleaner?
Every time I go by the Liffey, I look in and I see plastic bags floating down. And it really should be a very simple case of either getting some sort of a boon across the river, or I saw in London they had these things called passive debris collectors. They've 9 or 10 barges that float in the river, and any of the rubbish going by seems to get sucked into them. I believe they collect nearly 500 tons of rubbish every year.
Wow, so there are ways of doing this. And yourself, you know, you see rubbish around the city, you see litter, you see people dropping litter. Do you ever want to challenge them? Do you ever want to pick up the rubbish yourself?
Do you know, one day I was walking behind three fellas and I had a few pints on me, and they threw their sort of containers on the ground. And I did something very stupid. I admonished them, I gave out to them. Now, they were younger than me, but they could have kicked the living daylights out of me. But one of them, in fairness, picked up his thing and carried it along. I'd be very wary of admonishing people these days because of the way people can react in a violent way towards you. I think years ago you'd get a slap in the head from your mother if you dared to drop so much as a chip on the ground.
Well, Lorcan's very right about that. The standards have slipped. But you know what they have in Enniscorthy?
Go on.
The tidy townspeople, yes. Sean Miller and the wife, and Billy Murphy, and a lot of them. You see them going around, you know, the kind of long metal
the litter
sticks?
Picker. Yes.
Yeah, with the sort of vice grip thing on them. And they actually, on a Sunday, they come out the various roads, and there's a river walk I do on the river, a beautiful walk. And they do this free, gratis, and for nothing.
And you help them?
Well, put it like this. I'm giving them great recognition. It's something that I wouldn't rule out. You know, I'd do it for minimum wage. You know me, but like the bottom line is
there is that there's a super value to tidy towns,
and it really is irritating to see a coffee carton or something like that, an old cigarette box. Like it's so wantonly unnecessary because nearly there's a bin not too far away.
People don't care. I've seen it. I've seen people drive through rural North Dublin throwing fast food wrappers out the window, bottles out the window, and I feel like chasing them and telling them off.
But you know what you can do? You can report their number to the city council if you are really civically minded.
Well,
As opposed to just walking the talk. You could report them.
Yeah.
You could video them on your phone. And now, would this work in the suburbs?
Well, you mentioned the suburbs because like Raheny, for example, also a tidy towns area. And there's that civic pride. And we need to bring that civic pride back into the capital, not just in the suburbs. I spoke to Raheny couple, Frank and Pauline O'Neill.
What do you think of the capital when it comes to cleanliness, when it comes to the streets?
Yeah, but it could do with a bit of a clean-up, I think, definitely.
A bit of a spruce-up.
A bit of a spruce, definitely, yes.
And do you come into the capital much?
Yes, every week.
Every week. And what do you think? Do you think the streets are pretty clean or not?
Grotty. Yeah.
Grotty.
And I think O'Connell Street lets us down big time. All the buildings should be, just like I'm walking down the Champs-Élysées, everything should match, everything should be good. Not these Mickey Mouse shops.
And why do you think perhaps O'Connell Street is full of Mickey Mouse shops, even though I'm sure those shopkeepers would say something different? Why do you think perhaps O'Connell Street is still a little bit run down despite the millions being invested in new paving and the Lewis?
I genuinely don't think we have enough police activity on the street. People genuinely don't feel safe. I look at Talbot Street, a beautiful street when I was growing up, not now. I think we need to, City Council needs to really invest.
So Talbot Street was beautiful at one point?
When I was a child, yes, Talbot Street, all the buildings were fabulous. Now you walk down and it's practically derelict.
And that was, you were a child in the 60s?
I was a child in the 60s, yes. 60s, definitely 60s, yes. Just the beginning of them.
And it used to be, you know,
it was much nicer
quite
than
developed
it
and quite, you know, yeah, gentrified.
Most definitely. And look, any reward we can give people to keep things neater and tidy, I'm all for it, 100%.
Would you get out your sweeping brush, would you?
Absolutely.
Get your overalls on and get out there for a coffee, a free
absolutely
coffee?
Absolutely. Around where I am in Raheny, we clean the curbs. Everybody gets out outside
so
their house.
There's a community spirit in Raheny.
In Raheny, the community spirit is unbelievable. In Raheny, Colester, it's fabulous. Every weekend, everybody's out cleaning. And I don't see any reason why, if there's a little incentive, it wouldn't work in the city.
Yeah, fair play, Frank O'Neill. I agree with you. Now, Peter Casey, the former presidential candidate, said to me, I've an ingenious idea.
Go on.
Do you know the canal? I'm yes. talking about the Grand Canal.
Mm-hmm.
He said, between each bridge, put yeah. it out to tender. So EY or Deloitte, mm-hmm. whoever's around Accenture, would take a particular space between A and B, and yeah. they'd put their logo on it, and they'd be responsible for cleaning
it. And they'd keep it clean.
So the idea of getting companies yeah. involved in this, and they get a bit of community credit for it.
Oh, completely. And so many companies are involved in this particular Coban Pay thing. And, it, you know, when we brought in the free bicycles, everyone thought they're going to be thrown in the canal. And only a few of them were thrown in the canal. It wasn't that bad at all. They're still there. They're still working. And yes, the campaign targets tourists, but companies can take part. Here is Irish Business Against Litter, Ibal, talking about a company's voluntary commitment to social good.
Conor Horgan, spokesperson, Irish Business Against Litter.
What do you think of this idea, actually getting tourists to help tidy up, and in exchange they'll get concert tickets, free entry to museums, perhaps a restaurant voucher?
Well, I'm struck particularly by the idea of taking them out on the water, like they do in Copenhagen, and I'm aware of a similar initiative in Amsterdam called plastic fishing, where tourists and others are invited out on boats to clean up the canals in the city. And when you think of it, the litter we find on the water, it's not as accessible as land-based litter, so it can be difficult for the council to clean up regularly. So I think it's a win-win in that regard. If you extend it to businesses as a CSR initiative, it's a great bit of fun, I think, being out on a boat, particularly in the heart of Dublin. And there's the education piece that comes with it. You're educating people about the harm of plastic pollution and maybe breeding champions of the cause in the process.
So when we take the work that you do with Ibal and the fact that we do still have issues across cities and towns in Ireland, if tourists, if all of us tried a little bit better, we saw a little bit of rubbish on the ground, if we picked it up, if we took on that civic responsibility, would everywhere be a bit cleaner? I'm not talking about the fridge freezers.
I think we have been good at that. Remember, we have the Tidy Towns groups as a really strong force in Ireland. That's community-based. I think generally people haven't been slow to pick up other people's litter. However, COVID has changed things. And I still think there's remnants of that sentiment from COVID. I don't want to touch other people's things. I don't know where it's been. So maybe that's something we could address. Certainly, you won't keep a city clean unless the people themselves are helping you.
If I offered you a free Oasis tickets coming up in mid-August in exchange for you to give up maybe half the day sweeping around the canals or even picking bits of plastic around the canals, would you accept the offer?
I think I'd jump in the Liffey for it if that was needed. I'm aware that a few years ago, the Clean Coast organisation had a paddleboard clean-up in Dunleary, for example, where free of charge, you could go out on a paddleboard on the water, armed with a net, which allowed you to pick up litter as you went along. So a really nice, clean, novel idea.
OK, well, IBAL actually have done great work. They do their awards every year. Finally, did you speak to any street cleaners or could you find any?
They I have to say, I know you're having a go at them. They do work hard. They try and...
They're breastfeeding the shovels. I see
every,
them myself.
Every 15 minutes, they take on different parts of the city centre from Henry Street to Grafton Street. And they do spray. They've got these massive jet cleaners. They're trying to get urine off side streets. They're working right through. It is a, you know, it's peak tourism season right now. But yeah, I did meet some of them and they don't see this as a threat to their jobs. They actually feel it could help them. I got to meet this particular lad. This is what happened.
I'm having a chat with James in Waste Management. You're out here with a very large wheelbarrow for Dublin City Council and you've got litter pickers, brushers, you've also got one of those big snow shovels. Do you think it's a good idea if we introduce this kind of programme where people would actually get a concert ticket or something for free if they helped you keep the streets clean?
Yeah.
You think that would work?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have a go at the litter picker. So you just... It's almost like a little gun and you just... And you can pick stuff up without getting your hands dirty.
Yeah, that's it.
Is there a chance you could get a proper job?
You mean me?
Or you, Henry.
Well,
you need gainful employment.
Well, I actually would think cleaning the streets could give you a lot of job satisfaction.
Yeah, you know, unless you went there the next morning, it was even worse.
And you just get
it
the
is
whole
a bit soul destroying. That
and to also say,
I hear now you have a bad shoulder. You've taken up camping.
I have taken up camping, and my shoulder isn't great.
Because that definitely is below my pay grade. I can tell
you couldn't do camping. Oh, no, not
like
even
on a hard, lumpy, glamping. Grassy. Yeah.
Well, no, I have like an actual airbed mattress inside the tent. And it's stand-up tent, so it's there's lots of home comforts, gas stove, you name it.
All right. Henry McKean telling us, would you think it'd be a good idea to follow Copenhagen and have a voluntary scheme whereby you get little inducements while you're on holidays? Thank you, as always.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.